The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I thought it would be a good game. I thought the Rockets would come out and hit more threes than they had in the past. Not only their best game of the playoffs, I think it was their best game of the season. The Spurs played the Rockets' pace last night, and they're going to be hard to beat if you try to play at that pace, and they're hitting threes, and they're rebounding.
I don't know if there should be panic going off in San Antonio, but as someone who thought that San Antonio would win that series relatively easily, there's at least pause, because that's the kind of game you didn't want to see last night.
Haven't talked about the Astros yet. Finally getting a win against the Rangers.
Look at that.
Lance McCullers, a bunch of strikeouts. I kind of wish they left him in for another batter. I thought they kind of pulled him a little early, but big seventh inning once again. That Rangers bullpen is a mess. As long as you can get in that bullpen, you should win some games.
Really early in the game, the Astros couldn't hit. And once they started hitting a little bit, McCullers had settled into a sort of a groove, and they were just better.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you missed a lot of Rockets talk, you missed some Astros talk, you missed Torchy's Tacos, which, shame on you. Well, not really shame, because you didn't really have access to them. But you missed how certain athletes would fare in fights against each other. And somebody asked me a really good one. Well, somebody says, do we even bring golfers in the mix? No.
Stop it.
But here's one that might surprise you. Any three Astros versus any three jockeys. The difference between, I mean, the jockeys are little dudes and chicks. But you know how the 90 to 95% don't want to fight? In other sports,
they'll throw down.
Those guys fight all the time. I mean,
they fight each other, don't they?
Yeah, they fight each other, and they'll start fights in bars with bigger guys just because they want to prove they're tough. I've seen female jockeys pick fights with guys, and they're tough little dickweeds.
We got a tweet that said "Malice in the Palace." That's all I've got to say. Here's what I'll say about that incident. That's the perfect storm of sports fights, because there were probably five legitimate tough guys involved in that fracas, maybe six even. Ron Artest, a legitimate tough guy and legitimately not mentally stable. Steven Jackson is maybe one of the scariest humans ever in the NBA. If, like, guys I would not want to fight, Steven Jackson's near the top of the list. Jermaine O'Neal, not only big, very willing to throw. Ben Wallace, big ass country boy.
Yeah.
And then Rasheed Wallace, who I'm not 100% on. I know he's a little bit off. I don't know if he's a real tough guy.
No, I don't think he is. I think he's just a little bit crazy.
And then Anthony Johnson, who's another legit tough guy. So there was a lot of serious tough dudes in that game, and Ron Artest and Ben Wallace were at the center of it when it started. And then you got Steven Jackson jumping it. Like, that's, you actually found some guys that are down. And, it, you know, when, if there's any time 90, 95% of guys aren't interested, it's like the whole 5% happened to be in the building that night.
Yeah. And that was, as fights go, that one was damn good.
That was a good one. And that dude, that I loved the reading the story afterwards, that Scott Pollard had said that when he was one of the guys who saw it. And when that fan punched, like sucker punched Jermaine O'Neal, he said, I saw this look in Jermaine's eyes and I thought he was going to kill him. I really thought that guy was going to die right there. I was like, oh boy, that's so great. So great.
You don't even have that many guys in the league who will do that anymore.
Oh no. It's a different age now.
Yeah. They're all buddies. They all go on yachts together.
Yep.
Soccer Dwayne said the the Dynamo would be Adolfo Machado, who's Panamanian, Tyler Derrick, who allegedly fought an off-duty cop, and Leonardo, who's Brazilian. Yeah, I think Leonardo was on Soccer Bilal's.
He's on everybody's list.
Yeah, so he must be able to throw it down a little bit. Yeah, let's blast through a couple of phone calls, including our brother in Torchy's Tacos, DJ Hollygrove. What's up, buddy?
First of all, how was those tacos? How about those tacos?
Always great.
Yeah, man, they're fantastic.
Man, I just wanted to touch on a few things about that Craigslist thing. I mean, come on, guys. We're talking about the same website that let the Craigslist killer post multiple times, even after they thought he was a suspect. They still allowed him to post.
You could put anything on Craigslist.
Yes, Craigslist has been trashed for years. And my question is, did you guys see the video that Adrian Peterson posted today? And after, if you have or have not, I suggest you check it out. And after seeing it, what are y'all thoughts now? Because he's basically burning everybody who's on the line next to him, and everybody's 24 and under. My second question was, what do you think about the Niners draft? Because I kind of missed the end of last week, and then I missed Monday as well. So just want to get thoughts on that, and possibly my Saints, if you can. And enjoy those tacos, brothers.
All right, yeah. As far as the Adrian Peterson thing, I saw a little bit of that today. I didn't watch the whole thing, but he does look really good. I was always kind of in that team of, I think he's worth a risk somewhere. Somebody's got to take a chance on the guy. Who knows if he'll be able to stay healthy? That's a different story. I liked what the Niners did. The one head scratcher for me was C.J. Beathard, but who am I to tell Kyle Shanahan he doesn't know what he's looking for in a quarterback? But that, a third round pick there seems like a stretch. But my guess is they're still hopeful that they're going to land their real QB of the future in next year's offseason, whether it be the draft or a free agent.
Or Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, yeah. Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, or you know, Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen is probably their short list. But, or hell, Drew Brees. Drew Brees is an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. So there's a lot of options opening up for them. But I liked what the 49ers did. I liked what the Saints did.
Yeah, I thought the Saints had a real good draft. And I think they definitely helped the defense quite a bit. I love the fact they were able to get Lattimore where they were. That guy should have been top five. And on the whole, and I like the running back they took too. I thought they had a good draft, man. So you should be happy if you're a Saints fan. World's number, well, it's Robert Parker. When did Robert Parker become world's number four dad?
I don't know
what that, it says sports fighting is easy, which Houston media outlet wins a battle royale cage match. I think I'll take us.
Yeah.
I think I'll take us. We've got AJ for sure. Pretty sure Raheel can fight. Barry's had MMA training, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salisbury.
Salisbury's a big dude. He could throw. Jong was a purple belt, so he's good. And he's Asian.
And Fred was a brown belt.
That was a long time ago.
Don't tell anybody that.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I still can do all the things I did. I'm just much slower and older. It's like, yeah, I'm going to throw a round kick. It just takes 2 days now instead of 2 seconds. It's just what happens when you get old. So try Justin. What's up, Justin?
Yo, what's up, Fred and AJ?
Sports.
Hey, y'all getting out there to Vegas this weekend for the fight?
We are.
Hey, is that Radio Row, is it usually available to, like, you know, to the public and stuff? I'm getting out there to Vegas. And also, this is actually my second time going. I was trying to see, like, what's the best sports book, you know, atmosphere. I'm trying to catch the game on Friday out there, probably a sports book. And I know y'all always out there, so I just want to see what y'all say.
It is not open to the public. And I think maybe probably the coolest sports book is at Legassi's down there at the Venetian. That's just a cool environment, but you got to get there early and get a table. And,
yeah.
But it's a cool spot.
But for the regular one in the Venetian is good, too. I mean, they've got two of them there. The MGM is a good one. I mean, really, any decent casino is going to have a decent place to watch a basketball game. But the only one I would say, if you're like really into horse racing, Bally's is the best, because it was designed as a race book and it still has a separate race book. But every place else, man, I like MGM. That's probably my favorite. 713 says, in a fight, Granato would just sit in the corner and drink.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We don't need him.
Yeah. 832 says, Bill Worrell will whip Fred's ass. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could take Bill Worrell. And that's one of those.
I would like to see that, honestly.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe he pulls a Bob Barker on me.
That's true.
Pretty sure I could take Bill. 281 says, so the big trifectas you gave out last year will now cost money. I've been doing that for 4 years, man. I've given you guys over $7,000 over the last 4 years. Kind of time to quit giving stuff away. And, I mean, I'm going to give you all kinds of information on the race, more than ever before. But, yeah, I just, if you've got something valuable, you got to, you know, time's come to quit just giving things away. And sorry, but that's the reality. If people are willing to pay for it, then I should get paid. Kind of feel like all this fight talk. Kind of feel like Kurt Russell and Tombstone when Johnny Ringo wanted to fight him.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not fighting you, Ringo. There's no money in it. It's pretty much what I'm about these days. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. Craig Shelton weighs in. The Hustletown crew would take part in this. Forgot about Henry Thomas. What happened there? It just cut right off.
It was a quick fade.
Yeah. We got Henry Thomas. Fred Davis, the guy I wouldn't mind having in my corner in a street fight. That Jermaine looks like he could hurt people. But he's nice. He's too nice.
He is really nice.
I know Craig can go after him. I'll take us. I feel pretty good. Of course, we also got some...
We have some dead weight.
Yeah. Like some of the...
Like Barry Warner.
Yeah. Well...
He's on 1560, huh?
Well, that's okay.
He's still got me.
I don't think Patrick Creighton can fight.
No.
What about Barrett?
No, I don't think he's much of a fighter. Yeah. There's some that aren't. It's not going to work, but that's all right.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody's. Listen, you can't have a team full of superstars.
No, no, no.
We're not the Golden State Warriors here.
713-780. Craig said, in fact, I should come in the studio and whip your asses for leaving Hustletown out of the fight. You're in it now.
I believe in my early days in Houston media, Craig Shelton was going to whoop my ass. I think that was at one point. We've buried the hatchet since.
You're friends now?
We're cool now. But it was a time when I think Craig wanted to kick my ass.
Mike says, professional handicappers, it's about time for us moochers to pay our taxes. Oh, look, I'm still giving away a lot of free stuff, and we'll continue to do that. But, you know, I'm also at the point where it's kind of silly for me not to, you know, if people want it that much, you know. It's kind of silly not to collect money off of it. And I feel like I put enough stuff out there to try to teach people how to do it where they can do it on their own, which is what I prefer. But if people want specifically what I'm going to do, well, I'm happy to share it, but I think there ought to be a price tag on it.
Lamont, he says, I would take ESPN, but Sean Jones, Indy Kalu, and Greg Cook, he said they would kick any three-team combo ass in this town. Those are some big dudes.
Yeah, but Greg Cook's ancient now, though. He's almost Barry age.
He is old, but he's still, I mean.
He's still in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Sean, I would think, could probably, he could still fight, no question. Somebody asked, does Glenn Davis have some hooligan in him? Could he be a valuable asset? No, Glenn's too pretty.
Glenn's a, he's yeah. like a.
Glenn would take a flop fast. Yeah.
Glenn's the kind of guy that the goon covers for.
Yeah. Let's take a phone call. Jason, you're on the Blitz. Go.
We have Juggalo Sports, Trey.
Guys. Yeah, but Juggalo
Trey. Hey, I just wanted to touch on the Colin Cowherd thing that y'all talked about a couple weeks ago. Back before A&M left the Big 12, I kind of viewed them and Oklahoma State on the same level. since they left, Oklahoma State has averaged 10 wins a season and been a top 15 nationally ranked team. A couple things. Do you think A&M made a mistake moving to the SEC? And if they would have stayed in the Big 12, do you think that they could have been on the level of Oklahoma State? I'll hang up and listen.
I think that A&M didn't make a mistake because the checks are clearing. You know, they're making more money now. They've got better facilities now.
They got access to better players too.
Yeah, but part of Oklahoma State's success is, and you know, I know most Aggie fan doesn't want to hear this, but Texas being down has sort of given everybody a chance to move up a spot in the Big 12, and A&M probably would be part in that mix had they stayed, but. And I don't know, honestly, if I would say that Oklahoma State's had better football teams than A&M lately, but a team that wins 7-8 games in the SEC could probably win 10 or so games in the Big 12 these days. That's
But the problem is, would A&M be able to recruit at the level they're recruiting at if they'd stayed in the Big 12?
That's the never-ending debate.
And I don't think they would, because moving to the SEC – the Manziel Heisman, all those things raise their profile to such a level that they're able to recruit at a very high level right now. And now, does that translate into
Johnny Manziel not have come to A&M if they were in the Big 12?
Well, I think he would have, because just like everybody else, he wanted to go to Texas and they didn't want him to play quarterback. But I don't know that would have done it for him. I think that the SEC has a higher profile, and the Big 12 now. With the other question is, would the Big 12 have a better image nationally if A&M were still there? And I think it's probably yes. If they were winning it at the level they're winning at and winning 10, 11, 12 games.
The post-spring, like everybody did their spring game, the post-spring Big 12 power rankings on ESPN.com came out yesterday. Jake Trotter put them out. You want to go through and guess how they rank the Big 12 teams 1 through 10?
Okay.
There's one that I think.
Well, I'm going to assume
a massive fall.
I'm assuming Kansas is 10, so
that's a solid guess, and they are still 10.
For 9, I'm going to go long shot here. How about Baylor?
How about Red Raider?
Really?
Number 9.
Wow, that's lower than I would have thought. I guess they think losing Patrick Mahomes takes them from a 5-win team.
Their leading receiver is transferring. I mean, the wheels are sort of coming off.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd put them that low. Iowa State has to be down there.
They are number 8.
So now I'll try Baylor.
Baylor is number 7.
Okay. Number 6.
But they do have Kenny Trill.
Well, there is that.
Oh, no.
That's TCU.
They have him.
Yeah.
He's number. They're number 6.
Okay. Number 5, Kansas State.
They're number 3.
Really?
Yep.
So what, they got Okie Light at 5?
Oklahoma State, number 2.
Okay,
Oklahoma's number 1.
So Texas?
Texas is 5, West Virginia is 4.
Interesting.
So, I think Texas is going to be interesting just because it's Herman's first year there. I think
he improves them. I think he's got a lot to work with, but I think he's going to have to learn how to coach at that level.
Yeah, and I don't know if Shane Buechele's the answer at quarterback for them.
Yeah. So he says, "I'm a Tech alum. Trust me, we suck." 9 is about right.
It's pretty bad. I don't know if it's 9th in the Big 12 bad, but it's pretty ugly.
Does that mean you get Cliff Kingsbury fired?
If they finish 9th in the Big 12, my guess is yes. Although unless you like throw a kid in a storage shed, it's pretty hard to get fired at Texas Tech.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they should look the other way on the kid in the storage.
Maybe they should have.
Yeah. But all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-3776. This says, put it like this: Texas defense beat the offense in the spring game.
Ooh. That's never a good sign.
No. Especially that defense. Yeah, I think that'll be interesting. You know what else I thought was interesting? The AAC had a lot more players drafted than the Big 12 did this year.
It's not surprising to me.
And I think that and look at all the coaches that they had there that everybody keeps hiring up.
Yep.
I mean, that it's been a pretty good conference now for a few years. And I'll be real curious to see how UH does. I think I like Major. I think he's the right guy for the job. I don't like the defensive coordinator he hired. We'll have to see how that works out.
But everybody's got this good old boy thing. Like, you know, everybody wants to hire their buddies.
Yeah, well, I don't know that he did that in this case. I think he was going for a guy who'd had experience with Miami and Temple, but he wasn't good at either place.
Right.
So we'll see. Should be interesting. ATX bleep the James family. Hey, after hearing some of the stuff that Craig James said, I read that double T double cross when all that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because Mike Leach had nothing to do with that. That was an independent book. Sure seems like he got hosed in that deal. So if that's something you're still interested in, I'd recommend you read that. But, Drunk Bevo said only had to count two more days to get the college football talk. We'll always get a little college talk in now that we're past the draft. But, it's kind of hard right now because there's just nothing happening. We'll start getting some of the magazines out here in a month, and that's when it'll pick up. 713-780-ESPN.
Miles, also my favorite thing about Craig Shelton's tweet earlier.
Yeah.
He says he wants a piece of Adam Clanton.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Adam Clanton, I guess what Adam Clanton did is like rubbed a whole bunch of people the wrong way, even people who aren't involved in it.
Yeah.
They're just like, that's a dirty move.
I'm just going to stay out of it.
All right.
So,
I mean, Fred could have snitched on Jung about a lot of stuff, but he never does.
That is one thing. Even if I didn't, and I like everybody here, but even if I didn't like somebody, that's the last thing I would ever do to anybody. Everybody's different, but I am never going to be the guy that goes crying to the boss about something. What I will do is I'll talk to you personally and say, hey, man, what the hell are you doing? But I'm never going to go to your boss.
You know why? Because you're not disgruntled.
No, I'm not disgruntled, but even if I were disgruntled, even if you piss me off beyond belief, even if you did something that I was just completely angry about, I would tell you. It's like, dude, don't do that. I would never go to a boss and say, hey, or text something to a boss, look what this guy did.
Right.
It's just not, you know.
You know what I would do if I was disgruntled?
Go to my computer career?
Damn right I would. Over half of American employees are disgruntled. That's crazy. You know, maybe you're working with somebody who's, you know, not the friendliest coworker. Maybe they're trying to sell you out. I don't know the whole story. If you're disgruntled, see if the computer industry is for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. And in My Computer Career, you could start a new life as an IT pro in months. Not years, even with zero experience. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get the skills and industry certification that you need to start your new career. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Down. Like a burden she still carries, a flame that never fades. You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. All right, so I got to tell you guys about this giveaway that I've been holding on to. But here's the deal. We have five four-packs to give away for Sam Houston Race Park on Saturday for Derby Day. And rather than just open it up to callers or whatever, if you I'm going to give you guys until tomorrow to send me an email about why you think you deserve the tickets.
Oh, boy. You're making people work.
I am going to make them work because I want this to be people who, A, are going to show up because these tickets are, the seats are very hard to get. And if you've ever been out to Sam Houston for Derby Day, you know how packed it gets. So being able to have a place to sit is a big deal.
I've never been there. I'm always in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know. And I'm always having to fly back on Friday night, this time through Denver. So I'm not going to get home until 2 in the morning. But just email me. You should know my email address by now. If you know my email address, email me. If you don't, look it up on the website. It's power975@gmail.com. All right. Did you see this? I'm guessing there's a lot of our listeners who know who this dude from Beaumont was. Who
the gambling ring?
Yeah, yeah. It's very strange. So they're seeking 9 properties and more than $230,000 in cash from this guy on accusations he's operated an illegal gambling and money laundering enterprise.
Yeah.
And according to the court documents, the Internal Revenue Service criminal investigations, they have that?
I think so.
I guess so. Started looking into the bookmaking and money laundering activities of this guy and his associates in April 2014. Homeland Security joined that investigation in July. It included wiretaps and confidential informants. It also included searching the contents of collected garbage at his office and home. All right. I'm not saying it's okay to be a bookie and money launderer, but isn't that an awful lot to go through to get a bookie? Shouldn't we be going after, I don't know,
like criminals?
Like murderers?
Meth dealers and cooks?
Yeah. I'll throw another one at terrorists.
Yeah, I'm anti-terrorism.
So, but apparently, says he's operating a legal sports betting operation with bettors located nationwide. And the investigation also found evidence he's evading taxes associated with his gambling activities. But and the difference, it's like $855,000 out of $11 million. That's still a lot of taxes. So, I don't know. Goes on to implicate his wife and son as criminal associates. Am I wrong that I'm kind of like, boy, that's an awful lot of money to spend to go after a guy like this?
Seems like it.
Yeah. So, not saying it's right or legal, just saying, might be a bit much. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Hey, they got him. Did you see the cops in New York who, like, tweeted about a marijuana bust? And people are like, really, guys, this is what we're doing?
And I didn't see that, no.
The cops that, like, took a picture with a bunch of marijuana. I mean, and when I say a bunch, I'm not talking about, like, bricks and bricks. I'm just talking about, like, some low-level dealer would have.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shame on you. That should be a shame, Bell. That should have been your hey man bleep that.
Shame.
Did you see, speaking of shames, did you see what ESPN asked Ed Werder to do after they laid him off?
Yeah.
The hell? He learned last week he was losing his job. Yeah, you got it? All right.
I got a text message to call my boss, who's in charge of the NFL project at ESPN. And so I did that. And I did that knowing under the circumstances that unbelievably this meant I was going to get laid off. And that is what transpired. And my boss had a human resources person in the room, and that just verifies for all certainty that you're going to be laid off. And so when they finished telling me I was laid off, they said this was effective immediately. And the next thing they asked me to do as a former employee of ESPN was stay and cover the Saints draft, which seemed like an odd way to begin your unemployment. But it seemed like it was my option, and I chose not to. I just didn't feel like it was the right place for me to be, alone in a hotel room and then out in public as a former employee representing ESPN with the New Orleans Saints.
That's just weird.
That is weird. Like,
well, same thing happened to Britt McHenry. She tweeted right before the draft that she was notified that she was going to be let go, and she said she was going to end up working the draft that night.
Well, she had already got her hair and makeup done.
Yeah,
so exactly. She didn't want to waste that and let some ugly pig get the job.
Yeah.
That would have been really a shame.
Yeah. Well, I don't think too many people are going to attend her funeral.
No. Hey, John, do you have the Deadpool list?
Yeah, it's in my desk. Why?
I was curious. I thought I had this guy on my list. I know I put at least one pro wrestler I tried to on my Deadpool list. In fact, I have my list, so I'll know if it was me. But did you see? No, I guess I didn't have him on my list. That's too bad. Well, maybe this is a good thing then. Sean Waltman, are you familiar with him?
X-Pac?
Yes.
China's Lover?
Yeah. He was the guy that was in the porno with her, right?
Yeah.
It just gives me like a weird feeling. It makes me...
Well, now they're pornoing in wrestler hell, right?
He's not dead.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. That takes a fun out of it.
He was caught with 38 capsules containing methamphetamine.
Oh, I saw this. And weed, right?
And weed. Which, and
how do those things go together?
I don't know. I'm guessing he was selling the meth. But he says that, first of all, he was at LAX and a drug dog hit his luggage. So he was arrested. Says he's clean now, though. And he says that he wasn't trying to bring meth to sell in England. He says the pills were to treat a yeast infection. Okay.
He
chose yeah. poorly.
He chose
yeah.
poorly.
Yeah. Well,
don't do meth.
At East, he still has his pills? No.
No. No. Okay. He's also, like, when I Googled him today after I first read this story, there's a lot of talk about his, he had a torn anus in a wrestling match. He tried to do a Bronco Buster.
Oh yeah, I remember that story.
And he had to have sphincteroplasty. Like, so he had to have, which I don't know who does that. Like, who gets surgery to make your butthole look normal? But apparently, he was super self conscious about the way it looked after it ripped.
Go to a butt surgeon.
Well, that's what he did.
Okay. All right. Well, guess what? We only got one segment left.
That's it. And no more pro wrestling drug stories today. We're going to have to... That's the only one.
Yeah, but I've got a Hey Man Bleep that involves quarterbacks. That's your tease. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. That's bottom line. Suck it. Two tears in the bucket. You're
hating or nothing. I'm not the one that tried your luck with. You're listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butt.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hustle Town with Craig Shelton, Angelo Lawford, and Jermaine Every tonight at 7 o'clock. More guys we want on our side in the fight. All right. I don't know if you guys have yours, but I have a Hey Man Bleep That.
All right.
Just for you. And John and the people. Where, obviously, the Chicago Bears made a very odd move at the draft, trading up one spot to take Mitchell Trubisky, giving up quite a bit in order to get Mr. Mitchell.
Yep.
Guess who was a little upset about that?
Deshaun Watson.
No, Mike Glennon.
Oh, I bet.
And apparently, Glennon told reporters that he felt like he was, quote, cheated on less than 2 months after signing with the Bears. Now, if you look at that contract, it was basically a 2017 deal where if they kept him, sure, he'd get paid more money the next year, but basically it's for this year. And have you seen Mike Glennon? He's probably had that happen to him before in real life. So I could kind of... This dude makes me look handsome. Let's be honest. He does not fit your handsome quarterback thing by any stretch, but you got to know going in that this is Now, maybe not the second pick of the draft, but you got to know that they're looking for a guy of the future. Maybe you're it, maybe you're not. But say you've been, you felt cheated on.
I mean, you got your money, right?
Yeah. You're getting paid. I'm assuming you're going in as the starter. And, you know, you got enough money now where you can go buy whatever woman you want. You don't have to worry about getting cheated on. And I guess the frustrating thing in quarterback terms, if you, you know, you're Mike Glennon, you feel pretty good about being the starter of the Bears. They paid you all this money. And that would be like your wife cheating on you with a really ugly dude, with Mitch Trubisky. Because not, I mean, not from his physical attractiveness standpoint, but we're talking quality. Like, if you know, if your wife cheated on you with, oh, I don't know, say a famous actor, you'd probably be like, okay, better looking guy than me, cool. But this is like her cheating with some guy who looks like a toad. So maybe that's why he's upset. But get over it, spend your money. If you're that upset, go do something else. That's where I say, hey, man, fuck that.
I have one from Florida where there's a lady running around. Well, she was running around.
She got her legs cut off?
No. She's doing a thing where she, her name's Yamna Fouad. She's got a...
I call her Yami.
F-O-U-A-D. It's really close to Fowler.
Yeah, that's in the ballpark.
But she's way better looking than you. And she's 21 years old.
Okay, too young for me.
And she had a scam going where she would find rich guys at the club, agree to go back to their place, then basically Cosby them and run off with their cash and watch. Like, they, she was a Rolex fiend.
Ah.
$32,000 to one guy. $46,000 on one.
Jeez.
$87,000 on one in 2016. And she's accused of similar robberies up and down the East Coast. But she was doing this for a while and finally got caught, I guess, just last week. But her, this goes back like all the way over a year. She's been doing this pretty regularly. And for anybody who, you know, there's a lot of guys out there. A lot of you guys are looking to go take home some random hot chick from the bar. And now random hot chick at the bar can't be trusted anymore. You're going to get Cosby'd.
It's like prostitutes. You can't trust them. They'll rob from you.
These hoes ain't loyal, Fred. And to that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah, see, I any woman that comes and tries to pick me up in a bar who might be hot.
You're suspicious.
I know it's a scam. there's no way it's anything but. All right, John.
Man, so I don't want to get too political, but this is kind of like two examples that have come up in the last couple of days where Donald Trump and his whole civil war.
Oh Lord, I have thought about talking about this, but I wanted to avoid it.
No, I'm not. It's not politics, but like he said the Andrew Jackson civil war thing, and then Hillary today came out and said that, yeah, it was my fault, but you know, I think this Russia and other people should be blamed for my loss, and I'm like, people that can't take like losing or being wrong and just coming out and apologizing, I don't understand why like they can't do that. Their ego and pride is so huge that they can't admit when they're wrong. And to that I say, hey man, fuck that.
I'm with you on that. It just
you can't just come out and say I'm sorry. Or
it's kind of like the Florio thing we made a mistake. Why can't people do that? I don't get it.
Bannon like sent out a memo talking about they're going to have Andrew Jackson Day at the White House, and he talks about him being the greatest president. Very strange.
Really?
Yeah.
So he put him ahead of Washington and Lincoln? And
yeah.
Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Another Roosevelt?
And even Reagan, which is like blasphemy. No, you can't put him ahead of Reagan. Republicans.
No, no. Reagan is in my top five. You shut your mouth.
If you're a Republican, you Reagan is the goat. I didn't say it.
No.
Like, if you're a living Republican, though, everybody, like, you know, rubs him off.
I have him fifth on my presidential power rankings.
Then you're that's blasphemy. You should be number one. It should be number one.
No, I got to say Lincoln and Washington are 1 and 1A, and you could flip the order.
I mean,
and then I got the two Roosevelts. And
George Washington crossed the Delaware on Christmas Day to fight redcoats
with wooden teeth.
Yeah,
he also chopped down a cherry tree,
but he told the truth about it.
Yeah.
He didn't give fake news.
He apologized. He admitted he was wrong.
And the tweet of the cherry tree that got tweeted out, that the real cherry tree was much larger and magnificent than the cherry tree shown on Twitter.
It was the greatest
cherry tree you've ever seen. It was huge.
With really big hands.
It was enormous.
Now, Reagan,
the Delaware was the deepest and coldest river. And he crossed it.
And I'm not going to do it.
Thoughts and prayers for America today. Every day.
It's all a lot of bluster. Best thing that ever happened to all these late night talk show people, though.
Oh, man.
Oh, Stephen Colbert, by the way, is in trouble because apparently he called Donald Trump. His mouth was the bleep holster of Russia.
Oh.
So people are saying
they're mad over that.
Yeah, it was very homophobic. And they want him fired.
He's not going to get fired.
No.
He is. Since Trump got elected, that guy is ratings gold. He smashes Fallon now, and Fallon used to crush him.
And I think Fallon's getting a little stale because all he does is play games with his hosts.
Well, Trump was like the best thing that could have happened to Colbert. Stephen Colbert and Alec Baldwin, the two men who benefited the most.
And now Melissa McCarthy, too.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Hustle Town coming up next. We will see you tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.